after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sad J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission, and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live with your boy, Sunny J, your girl.
Seduction. Hey, guys.
It's beginning of a new beautiful week, everybody. Glad to see you all. For those of you who don't know, every Monday and Wednesday here on this crazy show, Life at the Dust Live, we bring you great episodes. Every Monday is called Hot After Dusk Live. And every Wednesday is called Hump Day After Dusk Live. So, yes, you definitely want to check in and see what we got going on. We always, you never know what's going to go on as far as topics, guests, whatever. And today's a pretty big day because if y'all know me, people that know about the history of the show, y'all know I love to bring nostalgia to this show. And especially when it takes something that's really so nostalgic that it takes a lot of people back to day and yesteryear, as the term goes. So I'm taking y'all all the way back to 1998, yes. And our guest tonight would be Silky Fine, which in 1998, she dropped the hit single Romeo and Juliet. You know, we'll be playing at the first music break to remind you all what Romeo and Juliet is. If you don't remember, it's something, because some of y'all might be like, a lot of y'all, soon as people saw that, oh, I know that song right away. So, yeah, I had a video posted on my page, everything, in case you forgot. But hopefully you didn't, because that song is undeniably a hit. So, yeah, we'll be chopping up with her about that. And also about her latest tracks. I'm a real one too, so I can't wait to chop it up with her. It's always great to do that. She's real excited to be on the show, so it's always great to get those kind of people. So we go ahead and do what I love to do. But after a crazy weekend, get in Nay's business. So Nay, what has been going on for you over the past weekend, and you know, all the way from Thursday and on?
I spent time with my family. It came from out of town. So we went swimming and stuff, had family dinner, went shopping, so it's pretty cool. Spent time with them.
Okay, so when you go swimming, where you stay at when you go swimming?
Huh? We went to the where my hotel was.
Oh no, I mean like where do you stay? Like when you get in the pool, where do you stay?
I was in a jacuzzi, really.
Oh, okay. I was off. Okay, cool. I was like, I was trying to figure out like where feet marker you
stop
usually in when you in the pool.
You little fucker.
Okay. I was trying to disguise my voice to make it sound serious, like I was like asking a serious question. So yeah, I just want to make sure your well being, you stay, you know, that you know your place.
Shut up, crazy.
Oh man. Now, anything else over the weekend?
No, just spend time with my family.
Okay, so you were a good Christian girl this weekend.
And somebody popped up over my house.
Okay, there we go. See, I know Nate. We try you pull teeth longer enough, you get him to tell you something. Okay,
somebody
I was pulled over your house.
Mess with popped up over my house. We was arguing.
Arguing. Mm-hmm.
And one thing led to another.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, y'all see how this goes? I get the tea. That's what I do. I don't know. Cause soon as I say, oh, she used to be the good Christian girl, her whole entire mind says, oh, let me not lie. Yep, I knew it. Well, Man, someone got to get their back broke or break someone's back the weekend. So yes.
What you do?
Man, work. Not like work on my own stuff. So I'm started on Friday. So you know people who don't realize, not say I'm gonna do something, especially when it's in my power. I'm going to do it. So, you know, the anniversary, you know, this is like, so it's becoming a repeating record, but hey, it is what it is. The anniversary of Laser Focus Photos was June 6th. And when I created a little Instagram banner on the poster where to commemorate that, on the bottom of it said the official website is dropping this summer. So, what did I do on Friday? I moved to Next Step, and I have Ronaldo Creative. Shout out to Ronaldo Creative. He is building the site for Laser Focus Photos. And I'm telling you, it's going to be really hot, y'all. Trust me. I've seen some of the preliminary design of it already, and it's pretty dope. So it's going to be simple. Simple site name, laserfocusphotos.com. Nothing hard, ain't no dashes, none of that. It's Laser Focus Photos. And so, yeah, you'll be able to check that site out pretty soon. And I got a chance to do some shoots this weekend. I did a pool shoot, which a lot of people love. Shout out to Sherelle Nicole. Very, very dope model to work with. I love the attitude. She had me laughing. Speaking of the pool, you know, because you know, like when I do these pool shoots, I get in the pool because, especially me being tall, I want to make sure I get the right angle. So if I go get in the pool and shoot, I want to shoot the way I want to, I'm gonna get in the damn pool. And yeah, she was like afraid of being in the pool, so I helped her overcome her fear, and we got some great shots and all that kind of good stuff. And yeah, man, just can't wait to work with her again. And then yesterday, I did a maternity shoot. This maternity shoot was a little more, it still has some classiness to it, but it also has some more risque stuff because some people, you know, where some people go, like, oh, you're okay. You know, because so she did some lingerie and she also did she did topless as well. So it was interesting. I was like, okay. We taking up a notch of these maternity shoes, huh? So that, and then I'll be remiss. Oh, cause I know just like you want me to leave any juicy stuff out of my end, I'm gonna make sure I put something on mine. So this past Friday, Forum Fridays going on at which I'll probably be there just about every week. It's at Vice Nightclub downtown Fort Worth. And man, shout out to my boy DJ Jub J for holding down. And man, I was so like near the, so you know, if y'all know me, I be dancing my ass off. I be getting it. And it was crazy because it was like a mixed crowd of black and brown people, and so we get to hear, so they play some Latino music as well. So I'm getting lit. I'm getting lit to Despacito. I'm like, shoot, when Despacito come on, I turn to a full blooded Mexican. That song come on. Can't tell me. You can't tell me I ain't Mexican. That song come on. I be getting it. But now it's like towards the end of the night, all of a sudden this girl, like I'm chilling, I'm vibing, and then this girl come up to me, and she gave me the lap dance of my life out of nowhere. I was like, whoa! I was not ready for that. I was like, whoa, y'all can't sneak that up on me like that. I need to be prepared. So. Yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to the girl can't get a lap dance and did it with a coke and a smile. Good God. All right, so, yeah, there's my juiciness. So, yeah, we're going to go to music break, and then when we come for the music break, we should have our guest on, Miss Silky Fine, on the show. So, yes, y'all, we're going to go to the song that that a lot of you made her famous to a lot of y'all. So we'll go to that track. And then, like, after the interview, we'll play a new track. So that's how we do it. This is Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J and Nate Seduction.
Just to make you sweat. You's about to get you something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get you something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I meant. Yep.
Since the first time I saw ya, I knew I was attracted. Reacted to the fact on how you make me act. Shy but sexy at the same time. All was on my mind was a little bump and grind. Usually, I don't play it that close. You got to kick it with me before I serve you up with an overdose of that bomb ass punani. Make you my man. I ain't got no love for nobody else but you. Cause you's my boo. I prove to you my love be true. So do you know where you're going to? Through thick and thin, baby, you all in. Time will reveal that my love for you will never end. My heart keeps ticking, no time for tricking. You who I'm picking, so lay me down, just give it a good licking. I'll treat you like my king, cause you're royal, and only give my love to you because I'm loyal. Escape with me, come over to my place. I'll teach you a few things in love making. Now I can't wait, I won't wait. So take me by my arms and rock me, baby, cause I'ma always and forever be your lady.
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Hot sex on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret. And this is gonna be the bomb, this is what I meant. Yep.
After our first night, you discovered who's the bomb, it's mommy. LA's finest with my top dogs all around me. Down to ride, Waters and Bonnie and Clyde with sexual healers, defillers. Baby, check my vibe. There'll never be a love like me that got your back in this industry, that got your back in these streets. So you don't have to worry about me on the creep. And I don't want you ever to try to play me cheap, cause I don't sleep around because it's sleazy. Good lesson taught by my big homie Easy. I got to compliment you on how you please me. Touch me, but don't tease me. Now put it in nice and easy and rub my body down. I'm feeling wheezy and cuddle up to me, cause now I'm getting sleepy. But I'ma be dedicated to this relation, so stay away from all them cowards, so it cannot be player hated. Cause if you're with me, booty, keep it real. And if I catch you sleeping around, then I'm gonna have to chill. When you find good love, you best to keep it. I'm putting all my sisters up on game, so won't you peep it?
It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot chicks on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret, and this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot chicks on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret, and this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot chicks on a platter just to make you sweat. You's about to get in something you will never regret, and this is gonna be the bomb. This is what I bet. Yep. It's like Romeo and Juliet, hot chicks on a platter just to make you sweat.
All right, we're back on life. Excuse me, we're back on like the Life After Dust Live. Your boy Fetty J and your girl Nay Seduction. That was Romeo and Juliet by Silky Fine, who will be our guest here tonight in the show. Nay, does that song, man? It was crazy. That song came out. We were kids, man. Do you realize we were kids when that song came out?
I wasn't even born yet, pro.
Oh, man, because it said 98, yeah, so.
Oh, 98, yeah, I was a kid. I was old.
Yeah, so we had no business jamming that damn song. But that was when you were as a kid, you knew the edited version. You didn't know the... Now some of these parents just don't be getting the damn, because, you know, since a lot of people, some people don't listen to radio as much now, they listen to the different version of, you know, the not edited version, because of this and like iTunes and stuff. And so they kids, you're going to run around yelling the cuss word and stuff, like, what the hell? So it's crazy, like, Man, that's why some people have like some hot thotties now, cause they was seeing the regular words, and now they run around, you know, they having Romeo, they doing getting their Romeo and Juliet with the wrong type of people. So yeah, oh my God, so yeah, that song takes me back to when I was in it to not know what the hell was going on with that song. But I want to welcome to the show now. We got a special guest in the building. Before I officially let her speak, I want to make sure. Let me make sure y'all put some respect on her name, because this woman has been holding it down and making a lot of stuff happen. She between putting out a hit single. I don't know if a lot of y'all get like how hard it is to put out a hit single. And not only just do that, but work with some of the top people in the game, like the late great Eazy-E, just to name one of the top of the list for me. So I want to welcome to the show the beautiful, talented Silky Fine. What's up?
Yes, sir. Well, good evening. Shouts out to the Dust Spot. And Fetty J in the building representing.
Thank
I hope
you.
Y'all
Thank
can
you.
Hear me.
I got
me.
My co-hostess. My co-host with the most is on with us too, my girl, Nay Seduction.
Oh, yeah. Shouts out to the lady.
Hey, how you doing?
Blessed. Much love.
Yes. She was just talking about like, earlier in the show, she was snitching on herself too. She was getting her Romeo and Juliet on this weekend.
Well, it ain't nothing wrong. That's the whole purpose. Long as you grow, it ain't nothing wrong with your fucking grind.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
You know, gotta keep it safe.
Unfortunately, I didn't. The only hot pie that I had was some Denny's breakfast.
Well, see, you were slipping in the 90s, because if you was loving the 90s, you should have had you a whole bunch of Juliets during that time.
Well, some people would call me a baby. You'll see. Ooh, when that song came out, how old was I?
1998. 12. You was like 12. A baby. You would have got your butt whipped. That was like listening to Betty Wright, Tonight is the Night, or something like that. Yeah.
See, and that was back when, I was talking this before you came on. That was back when, before iTunes and stuff was out, so your parents didn't have the regular versions of the songs playing, so we used to hear the, just to make you sweat, you know, oh, we didn't hear the, woo, the real.
Yeah,
stuff.
We
the
had
real
X-rated. X-rated on the rap. But see, when you have this timeless beauty, I think I was 12 when I made the record. You know what I'm talking about? You got to keep that Romeo and Juliet hot, though, you know? Yep, that's it.
Yeah, that song still gets it for me. I'm like, I hear that. It just put me in the mood. It put me in the, like, when I'm like over here thinking, I'm over here designing stuff, wherever. That's like one of the songs that's in my playlist. You know, I'm not just putting no on because you're on, but like, people are like, man, you missed that song again? And I go out to some of y'all, like, some of my guests, like, it's sometimes a lot of y'all from my childhood or younger days, and I'm like, you know what, I want to bring those people on because I want to expose some people who don't know, who may not know about them, or, you know, that was too young to quite remember, you know, kind of take them down memory lane real quick.
Well, I'm going to let you know, coming up out of Los Angeles, California, to all the listeners, the viewers, or who might call in, you know, in the 90s, it was a transition of rap. So the women were being accepted. So if you notice, you know, back in the 90s, that's when the 80s, really, the Salt and Peppers and all the females were getting their love. So in the early 90s, the West Coast started embracing us females, being that Ice Cube got behind Yo-Yo, Eazy-E got behind a slew of women. We had HWA, JJ Fab, Menage a Trois. So we're looking at an era when men weren't afraid, or whatever the transition changed to today. But back then, we had Tupac, who put Storm. So the women were being more accepted, and it kind of seemed like the West Coast women are so strong, and our delivery and what we really bring to the table intimidated some people, because I just don't understand why the ladies on the West are often not included. You know, a lot of youngsters, they know that you can't play with my yo-yo, or they might hear a Romeo and Juliet, you know, on an old school show, but they don't realize that we are the women of the West that played a big part of West Coast hip-hop, from ad-libs, cameos, and videos, features, you know, so it kind of fell off. So my mission is to help not only the young female MCs, but I do a lot of catering to young artists, period.
That's what's up, because you're right, because I'm sitting here really thinking, I'm like, man, who, besides R&B, you can't really just sit here and just name to me female MCs from the West Coast is getting as much love as shit. It's like, it's pretty much latent in the South, and then in
right.
The East Coast. That's pretty much it.
And, I mean, I get so much love from out of state. It's like, And people always say, oh, Silky Fine, that's a one-hit wonder. I always say, no, Silky Fine, every record that I ever appeared on was a hit record. From You Got Beef with DPG, Snoop Dogg and the Eastsiders, I Wish You Wouldn't Trust Me So Much, Thug Love, the original version, Tupac, Busy Bones, Silky Fine, you know what I mean? So it's like when the transition was taking place in the late 90s, entering the millennium with us female rappers on the West Coast, like, we are strong, independent black women, and none of us was really about to sell our soul to just be under a camp where we wouldn't get to shine. So a lot of us women just kept it independent, and I think I get a lot of love because I stay so active in the community of rap, and not only the community of music and rap, the community of our environment for our future. These neighborhoods, what they call the ghettos, I'm always connected. I never thought I'm a rapper, I'm better, I'm this, I'm that. We all were blessed with gifts, many gifts. Doing hair, cooking, throwing a ball, flipping backwards. But if we don't utilize our gifts, and I'm talking to the youngsters because that's what's important. If we don't utilize our gifts that God gave each and every one of us, then we're just wasting valuable time. Because, see, when you preserve yourself, that's when you can stay fine like aged wine. But if you out here messing up, bumping your head into a brick wall, doing things all the way wrong, continuously, then you'll be burnt out. So, hey, age ain't nothing but a number, and there's no age limit on talent. You can do what you want to do.
Hey, I'm glad you made you say that, because I literally just last night had the same conversation with a person because they were saying, well, I don't know. You're like, you can't just give up and just magically just think, you know, because things aren't happening fast enough for you. Things take time. And also, too, I had to show her because she was thinking she was too old for modeling. And I literally saw, like, from my magazine, I got a woman that I said, I just handed her the cover. I didn't tell her the age or nothing. I said, how old this woman is? And she looked, and she said like 20, maybe 30s. I was like, the woman's 51, and she survived breast cancer. So I don't want to hear anybody tell me they're too old to do whatever they want to do.
Exactly. That's where your self-esteem get knocked down. And like I said, you know, I was coming out in the early 90s. I lost Eazy-E. I was working with Tupac, lost Tupac, you know. So it was like, I really don't want to do rap. So when I finally did my first solo deal, it was really like, word. It wasn't no big signing of contracts. That's why the record blew up. The production company ran with the publishing, and it was like no Vaseline. So me, being a female artist that worked with the best, was able to go and work with Snoop Dogg, work with Busy Bone, work with Tupac, because I wasn't tied in to any contract. And when you out here representing Eazy-E, told them gangsta bitch mentality. Oops. But they already know it's the mentality of a gangsta. So can't nobody rob me of my talent. Because, see, God gave me that gift. But the material of it, I have a book coming. It was a wonderful lesson. But how many people can make a number one hit record and really walk with their head up after getting no publishing for writing a whole album? So, see, that's education when making deals. It can be family members, loved ones. You know, when you blow up, baby, the wolves is coming. Just be prepared.
Right. I want to ask you, therefore, I throw it to my co-host. You just, because I want to make another point you said, and you just brought up again, about, because people want to keep throwing this whole stuff about one hit wonder, but it's people who go all their life without being able to, they don't even get to ever put out a hit. Like, they're just hoping they can get a hit or whatever. Like,
right.
So expound that a little bit more, like, how important it is Hell, even people wanted to say that you were one hit wonder. That should be a that's an accomplishment in itself, because a lot of people can't. They go all their lives not getting there.
That's that. You know, I'm like, I'd rather being a has been than a never have been, because a lot of people, they'll knock you because you might have gotten that promotion on the job, and they might feel they're more qualified. But again, going back to that good Holy Spirit, when you utilize, it can be drawing a picture. It can be making the best linguine. It can be drawing, building a house from the ground up. But if you don't utilize your gift, it will fade. It will demolish. And the reason why I think I get another lot of love, I'm freestyle. Like, I got my reputation from straight out grabbing the mic from the age of 13 till today. At any given time, if the DJ give me the mic, I'm finna freestyle and tear the club up. So, you know, it's just the art of music, and it's the passion that allow me to be able to stay active and still spit lyrics. And I'm just thankful for the internet and the internet radio stations and different channels that we can be connected without jumping on a plane or without jumping off of a cliff. You know, a lot of us are distant, but we do better business, because you can be in your hometown or in your city, and the people that is in the same business steadily want to step on your toes, steadily don't want to see you win. And then you'll get an email from a person around the world, and you know, I've made a lot of wonderful connections through the internet. So I'm honored to be a guest with the Dust Spot. I'm never too big. I'm never too proud. I'm always humble to reach out to the people. You know what I'm saying? I don't even call them fans, because I'm a fan of a lot of people. So power to the people, and it's about reaching out to the people.
Yeah, because I'm in Texas, and Nay, she's in Indianapolis. She's in, Indianapolis. She's in Indiana. And so, yeah, like, we're both, like, that just says something right there. Like you said, the internet, man, that's what really is helping, like, people give more. Like, if this was out back in the 90s, man.
Right. It was just so many Toni Braxtons of rap, so many TLCs, not only on the spooky fine aspect, but when you look at the men on the West Coast, only people you ever hear is what? E-40, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. You know, it's limited when it's so much talent. And this is like Cali, New York. That's like the home of hip-hop. Either or, you was either going to make it in the Bronx or come to Hollywood. So, you know, the South got on and they held it and still have it. So it's just the transition of the West Coast, which is the capital of gangbangers, which are designed to conquer, destroy. You know, it's like it's always an enemy thing. So I just want to see a lot of this talent out here in California really flourish. Because it's always talent shows, showcases, but then when it's time for the frontline people to open up that door and don't Vaseline, no Vaseline, you know, it's like it makes a difference. So I help as many young artists, get them in the studio, motivate them, you know, just because it's for the love of hip hop.
That's what I hear. I'm going to throw it over to Nate. Let go, woman to woman.
You know.
Hello. I'm Nate Seduction once again. I'm actually an artist myself, but not that kind of artist. I'm a model.
Oh, all right, now. I'm down with it.
I'm a model. So my question would be, what do you like most about being an artist?
Well, it's weird for me because when I lost Eazy-E, I really didn't even want to be an artist. But I'm going to just, I just lost a lot of inspiration. But being that I love to freestyle, so to me, the best part of being an artist is to control a crowd, to have that mic control, to be able to get people to, when I say this and you have the whole crowd yelling, it's just like an adrenaline rush to be able to please people. And some people get butterflies and I just get fire. Like, I get so much energy and I go off the crowd. Because if the crowd look duddy, then I'm going to turn into a comedian and I'm going to start bagging on them and they're going to wake up. So it's just really, I go off the energy of a crowd. But the best feeling of being an artist is really, for me, is to perform live. There's nothing like a live performance.
Right. Okay.
So that's what get me lit, is that crowd. But even if it's a duddy crowd, I know how to get the crowd live. So that good mic control is what it's about, ripping the crowd, and it just lights
right.
the fire.
You do got to know how to bring the crowd in, you know.
That's right.
Most definitely. So to other artists like teens, adults, young women, young men, what kind of advice can you give them that's trying to get in the same industry?
Well, basically, do not give up. And because we have so many tools with internet, SoundCloud, you know what I mean? Copyright, become a member with ASCAP, become a member with BMI. But become a member and put your music out. Just even if it's home videos, people go viral. Never stop your talent, like whatever it is, whether you can dance and it's your look or you're a fashion designer. Just keep going and know that these internets are really, you know, the internet is for our advantage. So when we don't abuse it and misuse it, it can really be a great tool. So any artist upcoming, don't give up. They'll try to kick you down, make you undiscouraged. Just don't stop. Won't stop.
That's definitely some good powering advice there. So yes, I know you spoke of Eazy-E, Tupac, and Snoop Dogg. What other artists do you look forward to working with in the future?
I've always, man, I think of anybody that is creative would love to work with Diddy. Like, if I can work with anybody, I just like his hustle, his drive, where he started, where he ended up, his motivation. And I really think beyond, you know, all the crap that they say about everybody, I think Diddy is a very creative person that would definitely get another number one record out of me. Now, we got DJ Khaled that's, like, kind of up. He's new from my era. I would love to do a DJ Khaled record. So right now, I'm at Diddy and DJ Khaled.
Okay. Most definitely. DJ Khaled is making some hits. And Puffy, you know, he's still doing his thing.
Yes, man. Diddy is like an icon.
He started from the bottom all the way up.
Right. So it's just the consistency and, you know, it everybody got ripped off one way or the other, but to be able to, 20 years later, still bring everybody together, do a reunion, make sure some people eat. You know, it's always
good.
We're not perfect, but anytime if somebody really did you bad and they can come back and re-bless you, that's always a blessing. So I just try not to be so judgmental and really base my life upon my life story, because a lot of people get intimidated by the truth. So if I tell my true story, nobody should be mad about it, because me and God already worked it out. So, yeah, I have a lot of upcoming projects because I have to go out at 8:15 Cali time and hit the studio. But I have a new project, me and my group member from GBM, which was the first girl gangster group signed by Eazy-E, handpicked. So there's me and my partner, Ice Girl Diamond, When Corrupt Say Me, and the homegirl Diamond, GBM. We're reuniting, doing a powerful gangsta bitch mentality, gangsta bitch music.
Okay.
You know, I know Cardi B got on the gangsta, but we're from the West, and it's not like we're gangsters on the mic, because I'm a grandmother, you know what I mean? I have a granddaughter, beautiful. I have people who I am a role model to, but what happened, they stopped letting the women tell their stories. So we have a lot of misled females out here with tattoos on their face and five baby daddies, and it's just an epidemic that's not getting better. So through this Gangsta B music, we're going to tell about the women who lost their children to gang violence, the women who lost their children's fathers, the women in prison. You know, the dudes and the don'ts. And what people miss is the mentality of a gangster. Because in life situations, everybody got to kind of G up in some situation or time in another.
Most definitely.
So really, another empowerment. It's a power move. We have a hot single, a reality show, The Real LA Girls, that we're shopping right now. I have a new single that will be dropping February of 2018, entitled She Still Got It. Hot new producer, Excel Beats, new features with Busy Bone. I'm just staying active, and I thank God every day to be able to deliver music.
Just speaking of, you know, the things that you said with the empowerment group, I'm from a city where it's a lot of killing taking place. I'm from the murder capital. I'm from Gary, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
So, born and raised Gary, Indiana, GI. And,
right.
It'd be a lot going on, and I lost my dad due to violence. So, yeah, my dad was 19 when he passed away. So I was 10 months old. So I'm trying to start my own empowerment for young teens now.
We've all been through, and there's a lot of people who've been through worse. So all of our experiences, when we do get the platform to be able to express through music, through seminars, just being a motivational speaker, we have to speak existence to some positivity, because if we don't create our own peace and serenity, we can live up under the freeway. But if we have integrity, peace, serenity, then it'll look like a palace. So we have to condition and retrain our way of thinking, because generations of generations have been brainwashed that negativity is cool. You know, it just, you know, back, because I'm come up in the 70s. I'm a 70s baby. So in the 80s and the 90s, you wanted to be a fly girl. You didn't want to be a prostitute. You didn't want to be a drug addict. But now, I mean, it's like the 16-year-olds, if they on some lean or they popping a Molly, it's like fashionable. It's like to be a stripper is cool. You know what I mean? And it's just like the transition and the leaders, it's okay to be showgirls. They were elegant. It's just the generation that has been corrupted from turning beautiful things into negative things. That's what I fight against. because it's not, it's just a way. And through our music, the hottest records is Percocets, Molly's. So then you get this, you get the kids that's like, hey. So then when they're 27 and they just end up dead because of a stroke or, you know, it's just.
Because we have to put out.
You know, it's a good trap music, but at the end of the day, music is influential to a lot of people. It gets people through things, and I can't lie. I could get in the car, and if the radio playing that, it just instantly gives you the energy to be ignorant, dumb, stupid. You know, it makes no sense. So, you know, exactly. Just turn up for no reason, knowing you got to go to work. So it's like we have to be careful as we grow with our music. And just know that there's generations following us. And in order for us to win as a people through culture, through music, through entertainment, period, sports, we have to kind of realize that we're always under the radar. So what we do as leaders and what people admire us for, we have to always display intelligence, power, and, you know, motivation. It's like, you're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. So if you don't, then you just never knew that you really had the same opportunity as everybody else. You know, people just got to get up, get out, and go get it.
Definitely, most definitely.
All right, so.
I know you said you got a single coming out in February. So, what are you doing prior to February? Like, you know.
Oh, okay. I'm always jumping on shows. I get calls from Corrupt. I do a lot of the shows out here in LA. I just did a show with Yo-Yo, the Lady of Rage. So it's like I'm always active. We have a big concert Saturday. And like I said, out here in Cali, I'm known as the Freestyle Queen. Anybody that knows Silky Fine, they be like, whoop, you better lock the mic. Yep, she gonna take the mic up. Watch out, there she go. So it's like I just, you know, live for today, pray for tomorrow. New single dropping in February. Shopping the reality show, The Real LA Girls. And on my social medias, I'm Silky Fine One, which is SylkeFyne1. And that's Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Okay, so can you tell us a little more about the reality show?
Yeah, the reality show is called The Real LA Girls, which consists of four females born and raised in Los Angeles, and it's something like a Girls in the Hood type of reality show where we all were connected in music and what we're doing in our lives after the record deals. And like one of the cast members, baby father, is a rapper, but it's nothing like Love and Hip Hop. It's really about LA girls, single mothers that became successful.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
Yeah.
So, so if I can make a comparison, it kind of reminds me of, it actually, it was the previous guests on this show that we had. It's called From the Bottom Up. Like, it's more of a positive show that actually shows more of y'all's story and not as much. Ratchetness.
Exactly. And now that I'm
in the show, but not like it's not the central part of the show.
Right. It's so hard for us to shop it because we're not ignorant. We're not displaying, I'm a whip yo. You know, that's not our reality. Our reality is
right.
To show women that came from the ground up, you can win, you know. So it's always harder to get a positive message out. Now, if we was on there selling drugs and doing negative things, then we could get picked up like, yeah, there they go. They're using drugs, you know, anything.
Right. I'm like, they shopping The Real Side Chicks of Charlotte. I'm like, if that show gets picked up, I'm like, just give me the nearest.
Yeah.
Just let me take a couple of shots to put myself to sleep for a little bit. I did not.
Not to knock the franchise, but just like with Love and Hip Hop in Hollywood, it's just so scripted that it's not real.
Yeah.
Because Hazel E, nobody in Los Angeles even know you. You're on TV like, because I run the city. This is my city. You do not run Hollywood, boo, because you don't know not one. Nobody is a Hazel E fan. Like, L.A. is not Compton, Watts, Inglewood. We're 15 minutes away from Hollywood, and you'll get stomped down, beat down real quick. So, no, it's all scripted. Brooke Valentine, like, but we are the real L.A. girls, and we pull up to situations, and we go to different neighborhoods, and if we hear or we know about an issue, we try to bring.
Like, y'all people. Really from the hood. Y'all really about that life.
Right, but we really made it out the hood. Like,
definitely.
We really, but we still connected
really
and respected.
Like, so.
Yeah, and we're connected and respected. So when anything goes on in Los Angeles, we're really connected to a lot of good people that make things happen. So it's like the reality is so scary that they really don't want to, you know, accept the truth. They can put on the bull crap on TV. You know, we got to change it. But
they're not putting the real stuff.
Yeah, they're exploiting. But we can watch all the television murders, the movies, but then we can't clean up the streets and what minorities are going through without it being negative. So it's like, the positive never get any light. But we're going to keep pushing for positivity. Y'all keep on searching that web, internet, YouTube, Silky Fine. I'm going to stay active because that's what God wants me to do.
That's what I want to hear.
And then
again,
because I do. I have a record. I told them I would be there at about 8:30, but I got a little minute. But Silky be on the go.
This is my last question for you, actually. Before you go, if you could I'm facing really hard to you. If you could sum yourself up in 30 seconds of your career to your life up to now, what would be that 30-second clip of you?
What would be the what clip, the last part you said?
If you can give a 30-second clip of your life from music up to now, what would that 30-second clip be?
It would be me rocking the microphone, dedicating my whole intelligent writing and ability to be articulate to the people and just live. As long as I can go live on the microphone, then that is the clip. From then to now.
Well,
that will
again,
be it.
I thank you for coming to the show. And
I thank you guys.
Another one of those great interviews you had. I mean, I like when you were coming here. They really give something that real. So, yes, we appreciate you.
Oh, thanks for the love. Much love to the Dust Spot. Nay Seduction. I'll be following you guys and staying in the loop.
Absolutely.
Most definitely. With that book coming out, I want a signed copy.
Oh, you already know. We're going to eat good and party, okay? So definitely. And thank you guys again for having me as a guest. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Most definitely.
Okay, love, peace, and blessings. Peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all. What we're going to do before we chit-chat some more, we're going to go ahead and go to a music break because I told you I was going to play her latest tracks. So we're going to drop that now. I'm a real one. And we're going to chop up just a little bit more, about maybe about 5-10 minutes that we are off of this name, man. All right, so we're back into this.
I'm the best at what I am. Most of you won't understand. Let me bring it to ya. I'm a good one. I'm an independent woman. Let me bring it to ya. So I'ma go get it. Yeah, I'm codependent in the spirit. Let me bring it to ya.
With a bang, go out with a bang, bang. The best at what I am, I give it my everything. I push Honey Dip Nation, my organization, a homegirl, self-employed, making the gang annoyed. So why you mad instead of just doing you? Why you studying me? You better come with something new. You hear me? You still hate to see me beating up the streets, bleeding the whole scene. I mean, grow up, I show out, I show up. Show for the big blowers, the ignorant I ignore. They ain't learned, no better. Lord bless them, I'm a real one. I don't wanna press them, I'ma just keep pressing, hit records. Full-fledged, non-stop, Honey Dip, here's a kiss. Mwah. Do it like this, I'ma serve it how you want it, I'ma give it to you.
I'm the best at what I am. Most of you won't understand. So let me bring it to ya. I'm a real one. I'm an independent woman. Let me bring it to ya. So I'ma go get it. Yeah, I'm codependent in the spirit. Let me bring it to ya.
All I do is keep moving forward and don't let nobody stop me. Self-sufficient, I lean on the Lord, steady pushing. Why I never had time to be bored? Too many things to do, I love my delivery. Don't be stuck where you at, missing opportunity. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream. Better wake it up, got you talking in your sleep. I'ma give it to ya, just like you like it. I'ma give it to ya, surf it on the mic. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream. Better wake it up, got you talking in your sleep. I'ma give it to ya, just the way you like it. I'ma give it to ya, surf it on the mic. I'm a real one, baby, baby, cause I'm a real one. Hey, yeah, yeah.
I'm the best at what I am. Most of you won't understand.
So let me bring it to ya.
I'm a real one. I'm an independent woman. Let me
give it to ya.
So I'ma go get it. Yeah, I'm codependent in the spirit.
Let me bring it to ya.
I'm a real one. I'm an independent woman.
Let me give it to ya.
So I'ma go get it. Yeah, I'm codependent in the spirit.
Man, that was one of them interviews where you, after you finish it, man, you feel like, man, that was a great interview. That was one of the ones where, you know, this is where the show gets made. When we do these interviews, it really puts us on like a showcase of people realizing, hey, when we get those kind of guests coming through, we come batting hot, heavy, man. We like, I'm home run derby hitters. Like, that's how we be when we get these kind of interviews to come through. So definitely I appreciate her for coming through and spitting that real. And even told, which is ironic, is I love to hear about Hollywood. She gave us that little extra tea. I knew that all along, but, you know, about a lot of stuff. But it's always good to have somebody, insider, you know, who's moving and shaking stuff over there to give you the real on that. So, yeah. Shout out to that. All right, so we got a last thing. We didn't really get into a topic that we're going to do more. So I'll do our last minute business that we usually do, public service announcements. So, Nay, you got any public service announcements you want to share?
Not tonight.
Not tonight. They be holding. Like, I've been seeing it. I did see, what was, oh, no, I know something to bring up because I saw it. You probably didn't think about it. I saw something about some swimwear that you had on this weekend.
Oh, this swimsuit from this dude clothing line from Gary.
Yeah, did you like a slim thick girls one too or something like that, if I'm not mistaken?
No, it was a control freak swimsuit.
Okay, that's what it was. All right, shout out to that. Yeah, I want to make sure, you know, you get that. You get to get your proper plug in so, you know, they can make sure they keep sending you more stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, they get that free commercial. They got to keep sending them. She needs some more swimsuits, preferably all two or three. So, yeah, it's you know, putting a plug in. Getting you get that plug in. Shoot, man, really, what I got coming up. Let's see. Oh, reminder. I need to go ahead and put this on y'all reminder so y'all don't freak out. In 2 weeks we won't be on the show. I just make that clear now to y'all. 2 weeks we won't be on the show. So not next week, but the following week, because I will be out of the country again. So yes. I'll be going on a cruise ship like this soon again. So excited. So yes, I'll be in New Orleans on that Sunday of the week, and then I'll be departing from New Orleans on that Monday to go on my 5-day. This will be a 5-day cruise this time, and I'll be going to Progreso, which I didn't go on the last cruise. It didn't stop Progreso, Mexico, but it also be stopping in Cozumel again, which I'm in love with Cozumel now. So I mean, I have like 2 tank tops from Cozumel. So that should tell you all you need to know about how in love I am with them. Yeah, other than that, I'll stay tuned on the events. I will be dropping some information as events come by. Of course, I did tell y'all earlier, the laserfocusphotos.com website will be dropping soon. So stay tuned, alert. Stay tuned, alert. Also, tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow is the last day for submissions for Human Canvas Magazine. If you try to be in it, make sure you submit by the end of the day tomorrow so that I got it. And I can, that way I can cuss you out if your stuff isn't right. And then make sure that's why it's best you send yourself earlier. Because you don't want to be last minute trying to get stuff changed or whatnot. So, yes, take a submission tomorrow, last day for the fourth anniversary issue. And, of course, stay tuned later on that. The celebration will be having for the fourth anniversary issue. And as I brought the other day, Nay, she came up my memories on Facebook. Because it was actually a post of Nay, where she was sharing that it was her first magazine cover she ever had was from Human Canvas Magazine. So it's pretty dope to celebrate that in this crazy pan into now, because back then I would have never known she was going to be my co-host.
I know, right?
So that's crazy. So, yeah, shout out to Nate. She only stayed at 3 feet, but that's what it is. Other than that, y'all just stay tuned with some other stuff, man. Got some big teams coming. Big teams. So, yes. That being said, we're getting ready to roll on out. Reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, there's a J over there's a...
Hey, Nay, there is a way.
Yeah, I did the episode of Life in the Dust Live. Your boy, Cindy J, and your girl.
Nay. Jackson.
Hey, guys. If y'all miss any of the shows, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/CediJ, C-E-D-D-Y, the J. Also on iTunes, on the Stitcher app, or on TuneIn, and, of course, on DustSpot.com. So there you go. We're rolling on out. Peace.